The Deming Prize, the highest honor a Japanese company can receive for quality and productivity achievements, named for American statistician and management consultant Dr. W. Edwards Deming. The prize was founded in recognition of Dr. Deming's outstanding contributions to Japan's post-war economic recovery. In recent years, Dr. Deming has been working with the management of many types of American organizations. To all of them, he is issuing an urgent appeal for change.
There must take place in the Western world a transformation. American industry is on the decline, has been for 14 or 15 years. It will continue on the decline until style of American management changes. The time fuse is not long. So many people are at work on productivity, so they say they're not working on productivity at all. They're working on how to measure it. The thermometer here might read 108 degrees Fahrenheit, blistering hot, but the thermometer does not do anything about it. It just tells us the problem. We had the problem without looking. We didn't need the thermometer, but does nothing about it. It's time the people got up on the hind legs and did something about it. But management cannot when they know not what to do. They don't know what to do. 98%, I suppose, don't even know that there's a problem or that there's anything that they can do. It's always for somebody else. Improvement is for somebody else.
The first step is finding out what's wrong with the present system. Dr. Deming has identified 5 deadly diseases of American management. For the transformation to occur, these diseases must be recognized and cured.
Number one is a lack of constancy of purpose, to stay in business. By providing service and product, it will have a market in the future. I see it in work that I do with hospitals, motor freight, railways, manufacturing, department stores. People have not decided what it is that they're in business for. They really don't know. They define it in terms of service, to produce product and service that will have a market of the future. Or is it just to have jobs, get paid, have jobs, live a little while, maybe get into something else? Lack of constancy of purpose means short-term thinking.
Deadly disease number one, lack of constancy of purpose. No planning for the future. Lack of long-term definition and goals.
The second deadly disease is emphasis on short-term profits, short-term thinking, dividends, no matter what, creative accounting, shipping stuff out, no matter what, make it look good, devastating to long-term planning. With a plan to stay in business through improvement of quality of product and service, they cannot live together. American management has worshipped the quarterly dividend. They rate it on the price of the company's stock. Anything to raise the price of the company's stock. Acquisition, creative accounting, there's a better way. A better way to protect investment. And that is with plans that will keep the company in business and which will provide jobs, more jobs. Unemployment is not inevitable. Unemployment is a sign of bad management. Lost the market.
Deadly disease number two. Emphasis on short-term profits. Worship of the quarterly dividend. Sacrificing long-term growth of the company.
A third deadly disease is the annual system of rating salaried people. known also as a merit system, annual appraisal of performance, annual rating of performance, known also under the name management by objective. Someone in Germany called it management by fear, which is still better. Pay for merit. Pay for what you get. Reward performance. Sounds great. Can't be done. Unfortunately, it cannot be done on short range. After 10 years, perhaps. 20 years, yes. But Americans have somehow become obsessed. For many years back, and nobody knows where it originated, and why, that everybody must be appraised. Now, the effect is devastating. People have to have something to show, something to count. In other words, the system, merit system, nourishes short-term performance and annihilates long-term planning. It annihilates teamwork. People cannot work together. To get promotion, you have to get ahead. By working with a team, you help other people. You may help yourself equally, but you don't get ahead by being equal. You get ahead by being ahead. Produce something more, have more to show, more to count. Whereas teamwork means work together, hear everybody's ideas, fill in for other people's weaknesses, acknowledge their strengths, work together. This is impossible under the merit rating, review of performance. But people are afraid. They're in fear. They work in fear. They cannot contribute to the company as they would wish to contribute. This holds at all levels. There's something worse than all of that. When the annual ratings are given out, people are bitter. They cannot understand why they're not rated high. And there's a good reason not to understand. Because I could show you with a little time that it is purely a lottery. No, if it were recognized as a lottery and called that, then some people would be lucky and some unlucky. They'd at least understand the system, and people would not feel, some would not feel inferior, and others would not feel superior.
Deadly disease number 3, annual rating of performance, arbitrary and unjust system, demoralizing to employees, nourishes short-term performance, annihilates teamwork, encourages fear.
This annual rating encourages mobility of management. Somebody doesn't get the top rating, which means a raise, he looks around for another job. Fourth deadly disease is mobility of management. People moving around, not having roots in the company, not understanding the company, just trying to bring in some abilities, learn some more, move along. Management requires knowledge of the company. It requires roots in the company, knowledge of the problems of production, of sales, of service. Takes a long time. In Japan, you see, man and management, after graduated from the university, went onto the factory floor for at least 3 years. The man delivered meat, for example. He's now head of sales for a meat company in Tokyo. He delivered meat for 7 years. Get up at 3 a.m, deliver meat. He knows the disappointments of a customer, a hotel that got the wrong kind of meat, they couldn't deliver what he needed. He delivered meat to hotels, stores, restaurants. He knows what it is to have a truck break down. He knows those problems. People in management today know nothing about the problems of anybody else, though don't even know their own.
Deadly disease number 4, mobility of management. No roots in the company, no knowledge of the company, no understanding of its problems.
The 5th deadly disease is use of visible figures only for management. Visible figures only. With little or no consideration of figures that are unknown or unknowable. Now, you may ask me, well, why do you talk about figures that are unknown? If it's unknown, how do you know that it's important? Well, let's have a look at some of the unknown and unknowable figures. Very simple. One of them is the multiplying effect of a happy customer. How much business does a happy customer bring into you? Nobody knows. There are conjectures, but nobody knows. What about the multiplying effect of an unhappy customer that drives business away? He can be pretty effective. He does his best to protect his friends. Where are the figures? Where are the figures on the multiplying effect of a happy customer, multiplying effect of an unhappy customer? I don't see the figures. They're very important. He that runs the company without them will have no company. Schools of business have done their work. They're not teaching transformation. They're teaching use of visible figures. Creative accounting. How to maximize the price of the company's stock by keeping up that quarterly dividend.
Deadly disease number 5, use of visible figures only. No use of figures unknown and unknowable, encouraged by business schools.
You see, American industry is up against a competition with the Japanese that have not these deadly diseases. They have not the annual rating. They have not mobility of management, nor mobility of anything else. They do have constancy of purpose. They intend to stay in business. They do a pretty good job of it, too, you'll have to admit. There is not takeover. There's not leverage buyout. Management and everybody in the company have one aim, quality. And you ask me about this country. With a storehouse of unemployed people, some willing to work, a lot of them willing to work, with skills, knowledge, willingness to work, and people in management unable to work, through the merit system, annual rating of performance, not able to deliver what they're capable of delivering. When you think of all the underuse, abuse, and misuse of the people of this country, this may be the world's most underdeveloped nation. Number one, we did it again. We're number one. We're under development. Are people not used, mismanaged, misused, and abused and underused by management that worships sacred cows, style of management that was never right, that made good fortune for this country between 1950 and 1968, because the rest of the world, so much of it, was devastated. You couldn't go wrong no matter what you did. Those days are over, and they've been over for a long time. It's about time for American management to wake up.